Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Yes, I have. I don't know what you guys sell even, but I have two charges on my debit card that I didn't make and would like to have them taken off.
Okay, can we start with that zip code?
Zip code 98631.
98631?
Yes.
What's that first and last name?
Kathy Williams or Catherine Williams. Kathy with a K. What do you guys sell?
We're a third-party call center. We handle products and accounts.
I don't know that I ordered anything, but I want it taken off. There's two charges on there.
Okay, may you verify that shipping address for me?
19315 Sand Ridge Road, Long Beach, Washington, 98631.
All right, thank you. Just bear with me for a few moments while the system loads.
Okay. You guys are hard to get a hold of, I tell you.
Yes, ma'am. We have a lot of people calling us.
Yeah.
So it looks like you entered for a chance to win that NutriBlender. And you paid that entry fee for $575 on the 13th of November.
Uh-huh. And what's the 6732 one for?
That is your re-entry fee, ma'am, where you re-enter for a chance to win and you get a $125 gift card each month to shop on that online store.
Okay, well, I don't want any, either one of those. Could you please shake them off?
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions, so what I can do is offer you a 35% refund.
No, I want the full refund. I didn't want those to begin with. I don't know how they got put on my card, to be honest with you.
I can offer to you my family and friends discount of 50%.
No, I want 100%. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I do understand that you want all your money back, but that 50% is the best that I can do.
Why is that?
Because no,
I don't think I even entered in those. I think that was trickery or whatever, but I don't think I entered in them knowingly.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions on the site that if you didn't cancel within that time frame, I think it was 7 days, that you would re-enter into that giveaway for a chance to win.
Yeah, right. Well, this is, it's just a bunch of garbage. You guys trick people is what you do. And I want all my money back out of this 50%. That's not even right.
Can I offer to you 75% back on your money, ma'am?
No, 100%, please.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I've, giving you the best that I can about that 75% refund.
No, I want 100%. First you were at 50%, then 75%. You can do 100%.
No, ma'am, I really can't.
Yes, you can. I want 100% back of my money.
All right, let me do some calculations for you. Ma'am?
What? Pardon me?
I said I can do some calculations for you for that 75% back.
You guys are a ripoff is what you are. You're a scam. Ever been called a scam before?
Oh, that's not me. I didn't do this.
I know, but you work for them. So I'd like 100%, please. I don't have money.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have money like that to throw away. If I did, I wouldn't. I'd take 75% or 50%, but I don't have that kind of money. I'm retired, and I'm on Social Security, and that's all I get. So I, you know, didn't.
Yes, ma'am. I did some calculations for that 75% off of the $67.32,
yep.
And it's $50.49.
And you can't do 100%.
No, ma'am.
Okay, fine. I want my 75%.
Okay, one
what
moment,
about,
please, ma'am.
Okay. So, what about the 574?
Yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and refund that one.
Okay.
One moment, please.
Yep.
Okay, Ms. Kathy, I was able to get that account canceled for you and your refund of $50.49. It should take 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. $50.49?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll try not to do that again for sure.
Mm-hmm.
See you at Thanksgiving, though.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.